Thank God for all of you, my Father's children. Let's open with a word of prayer. Our gracious and heavenly Father, God, we thank you this morning for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you this morning for last night's slumber, this morning's rising. God, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, be with us during this time. Be glorified, O God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you who counted it not robbery to dial in on this morning. On this morning, our travels take us to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and the 29th verse. Ephesians 4 and 29. In the New American Standard Version, it reads as follows. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. The New Living Translation states it as follows. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. And finally, the message reads it as follows. Watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Say only what helps, each word a gift. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, a simple thought comes from this one scripture, and it's as follows. What good is your word? What good is your word? You all, it's interesting to me the difference in how someone can give the same type of thought. One person can word it one way. Another person can word it another way. And yet a third person can word it still another way. And it's not always because of the different vocabulary that one learns or the different types of intonations a person uses. But oftentimes what strikes different in how different individuals will articulate a thought is simply the words that they use. And one thing that I've realized that has happened over the course of time is that the use of profane words, profanity, what we used to say when I was younger, cuss words, four-letter words, are so widely used and so socially acceptable that it has crept into the vocabulary of many people, but even more so, you all, the vocabulary of believers. It has amazed me that over the course of time, how frequently and how liberally individuals that state that they are Christians will use words of profanity to help, quote unquote, better express their point. But you all, it doesn't even have to be profanity. But it can simply be words that, as opposed to building a person up or edifying a situation, it will be words that actually tear down a person or totally degrade or diminish the importance or the worth of a situation. Here in the book of Ephesians 4, Paul was writing to the church in Ephesus, and he starts off in this area of giving instruction to the church. In chapter 4, drop down to verse 25, he starts off by saying, tell the truth. Each one speak truth. For we're members of another. We need to stop lying to one another. He goes on and says to, you could be angry, but don't sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Deal with it. Don't give the enemy an opportunity. If you're a thief, you have to stop stealing and you have to start working for those things that you have. And then it brings us to verse 29, where he continues to give instruction by saying, let no unwholesome word proceed out of your mouth, but make sure that your word is good to build up so that it allows grace for those who are around and listening. And you all, it's interesting that he talks about the tongue. James 3, chapter 3 of the book of James, is dedicated liberally to the member called the tongue, to the point where verse 6 says that the tongue is a fire, that the very world of iniquity rests on the tongue, that it defiles the body. It is the only member, the only part of our body, the tongue, that can defile the entire body. It says it's a restless evil. It says it's full of deadly poison. You all, this tongue that we have in our mouth can bless and it can curse. But my question to you this morning is, what good is your word? What good is the word that's coming out of your mouth? Is it building up or is it tearing down? My brothers and my sisters, there are so many other ways to express yourself other than to give words that tear down. We are to achieve what's good with what we say. We are to build up with what we say, not tear down. But you all, I'm convinced, you all, that we attempt to use the word as a hinge, as the basis, as the foundation that gives us the rationale to tear down. Well, the Bible says that we should worship God in spirit and in truth. And here's the truth of it. Nowhere in that scripture does it tell us that the truth should be cutting, biting, should be hurtful, should be harmful, should be lacking grace. We should extend the same type of grace that Christ extended to us when he speaks to us. What gives you the right to tear down and take away from someone with your words? What gives you the right? Who gave you the right? We are instructed to build up with our words. We are prohibited. We are told not to use harmful speech of any kind, you all, whether it be profanity, whether it be abusive language, whether it be slander, whether it be contemptuous talk. Because not only does it tear down another person, it actually defiles the person who says it. So while we think that we're saying something that's about the person that is directed towards, it defiles. It causes the speaker to be, vulgar. It defiles the speaker. You know, matter of fact, the word tells us that we have to give an account for every careless word we speak. Yeah, it does. Matthew 12:36. It says, I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they will give an account for it at the day of judgment. Do you realize that every careless word, harmful word, every word that's not edified, every word that tears down, you have to give an account for that? You can't just say, oh, well, they had no business making me mad. Oh, I didn't mean anything by that. Oh, I was just kidding. Oh, I always said that about them. We have to give an account, you all, for every careless word, every mindless word. We have to give an account. You all, every word that we say should be beneficial to the believer, to the person who's hearing it, whether it be believers or non-believers. Non-believers, Pastor? Yes, non-believers. The scripture says, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. What's so loving about ripping somebody to shreds? That word, unwholesome, in that scripture, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth. It means without the salt of grace. It's worthless, you all. When we tear down someone with our words, it's worthless talking. Has no value. What good are your words? What good is your word? My brothers and my sisters, please, from this point forward, make sure that every word that you give is a word that's worth something. Make sure that every word that you give is a word of value. Make sure that every word that you give is building up and not tearing down. Make sure that every word you give has a sweet aroma to it. And it's not a word that stinks. There's someone relying on you for the word that you're giving. Will it give life or will it give death? Because no one can tell it but you. What good is your word? Let's pray. Amazing God, we love you so much. And it is our heart's desire to please you in all that we do and all that we say. Holy Spirit, we need your help. We need your help to help us to use our words only for good and not for evil. To use our words only to build up and not to tear down. To use our words to extend grace and not to strip grace away. You reminded us that we're being held account for every word, every careless word. God, we pray that from this point forward, every word that we say counts. Every word that we say builds up. Every word that we say gives grace. Because it is truly our heart's desire, God, to give a word that is edifying, to give a word that's glorifying. God, let us stop with empty, shallow, thoughtless, abusive, disruptive, destroying words. Let our talk be one that lifts up, be one that empowers, be one that glorifies, be one that extends grace. Help us, O God. Help us, O God, to get away from vicious, slanderous. Let us get away from words that actually point fingers and words that actually cause individuals to feel as though they're worthless. God, help us to build up those with our words, because truly, God, we desire to be built up by someone else's. Help us today, God, to give a kind word to someone who's in need. Help us to be the change we desire to see. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you. Go out and be the change you desire to see. One person, one household, one divine appointment at a time. God bless you.